This is an IELTS Energy podcast, episode 1197. Don't make this mistake on agree, disagree essays.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
How can you know what type of essay to write on IELTS Writing Task 2? And why is it so important to include your opinion? Today, we answer two student questions that will uplevel your Task 2 essays. To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hi, Aubrey.
Hi, Jessica. How are you?
I'm hot. I am
hot
over here.
Oh, not that kind of hot.
I mean, both. I mean, let's both, really. Be honest. No. Listeners, I'm kind of joking, but it is really hot here in Portland. There's an excessive heat warning. I like this adjective, though. We can learn from this phrase, excessive, because that's an uncommon adjective that students don't use. High level, though. What does excessive mean?
Yeah, it's a synonym of overly. So like too much, right? If there's too much heat, it's excessively hot. Then yeah, yes, so it means it's overly hot. It's more than you want of something.
Exactly. It's too much. Anytime you want to say too much, nope, more than I want or need, you can instead say that is excessive. Very nice adjective.
And there's a very high level noun to just to throw this out too. Excess, to say like he lives a life of excess, would be so impressive on IELTS instead of just saying he's wealthy. He buys a lot of things. This noun, I never hear students use that. So many words that can come from excess and excessive.
That is true. He lives a life of excess. I love it because if you're asked questions about capitalism, business, buying habits, right? That stuff comes up in IELTS Part 3 and Writing Task 2. Remember that whole phrase, actually, because then you're sure to use it with a collocation that is very high level, living a life of excess. Oh my God. And that's not even what we're talking about today. We just, you know, wanted to share some awesome stuff with you here at the beginning.
Bonus everywhere.
bonus everywhere. Guys, we're talking about Writing Task 2 today. We have a couple questions. What kind of essay do I write? These questions look different, but I think it's the same. What do I do? So we're going to dive into this, guys, because really you need to know exactly what the examiner wants to see. If it is an agree, disagree question, an opinion question, like how does that, what does that mean for you and your score? So that's what we're talking about today.
Yes, but speaking of what the examiner wants to see, we want to make sure you guys are aware we have a free ebook. If you go to allearsenglish.com/new IELTS, you can check it out. Jessica luckily has kept in touch with current examiners, and IELTS is changing. There are a lot of differences that you need to know about so you know exactly what to expect on test day. Yep. So this ebook gives a lot of these recent changes. Check it out. Don't miss it. allearsenglish.com/new IELTS.
Thank you, Aubrey. What a great segue in there. You're fabulous.
That was pretty good.
All right. So this first question is from Mata from Iran. She wrote us an email. She said, I have a question in writing task two. I don't know how to answer this type of question that asks you to, quote, discuss both views and give your opinion. I confuse it with an agree-disagree question or a give your opinion question. I want to know what's the difference. This is great. Now, this is not a case of thinking too much. Sometimes we're like, oh, don't stress about these details. But this, however, super important because a lot of your task score depends on you answering that question exactly, addressing yes. everything in that question directly. So it is important to think about this. All right, Aubrey, take it away.
Yeah, this is interesting. The first thing that came to mind, imagine the task two question. You know, many people believe that failure is helpful, right? Others believe that failure just causes problems. Discuss both views and give your opinion. If you try to answer this as an agree, disagree, and you just agree that failure is good and don't really share the other side at all, this will be a very low task score. It is vital. When the question says discuss both views and give your opinion, you have to do an argument essay where you very fully address the one side in your first body paragraph, and then very fully address the other view, the other side of the argument in that second body paragraph. And if you try to do an opinion essay, if you try to just sort of agree with one side and don't fully dive in to both sides separately, you cannot score higher than 5 on your task score.
Yeah, because you're missing out on a whole half of that question. Here are the two mistakes that students make with this. They look at an agree or disagree question, and so they only talk about agreeing, or they only talk about disagreeing, or they never give their opinion, right? I think those are the two biggest mistakes students make with all of these, actually, is only talking about one side or not giving their personal opinion at all. Because if you approach an agree, disagree question or discuss both sides question, and you do discuss both sides, but you never say which side you are on, that's still a 5 because you never gave your personal opinion. So those are the two biggest mistakes that students make with writing task two that keeps that task score at a 5. And they're easy to make if you don't have advice from insiders like us. AllEarsEnglish.com/new IELTS, baby. So here's the long and short of it, right? For all of these questions, agree, disagree, to what extent, how far do you agree or disagree? Discuss both sides and give your opinion. It's asking you to write the same type of essay, okay? An argument essay, 4 paragraphs. Don't think about it too much. You don't have to. We're telling you, this is what you do, right? Introduction is paragraph 1. Second paragraph, you talk about that other side, right, that you don't agree with. Third paragraph, you talk about your opinion, the side you do agree with. And then you have your conclusion. Bing, bang, boom. That's the perfect way to talk about all of those question types.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Yes. And one thing to keep in mind, I think this is what throws students off, is that some of your topics, right in the topic, it says, and share your opinion, and some of them don't. Yeah. But the instructions for task two all are going to say that. It's required to share your opinion. But that's what's tricky, is you guys know that sometimes it's said again in the topic, sometimes it's not. You've got to remember that for every task two, it's in the instructions. It's vital that you share your opinion and very clearly share it in the introduction. Restate it again when you share the side that you're agreeing with in your body paragraphs, and then summarize it in the conclusion, or you cannot get 7 or higher. You can't even, like you said, you can't get higher than a 5 if your opinion isn't clear.
Exactly. This is why templates are so useful. Templates designed by examiners, right? Like us, because we know exactly what it takes to get a 7 or higher. It's math, That's all it is. Like, we're looking at these scored numbers, what they mean, and then we tell you how to meet those requirements. Nothing more, nothing less. Why learn things you don't have to? Why put things in there that don't raise your score? You know, I mean, why?
You don't have time.
Don't do it. Waste time. You need every word and every minute to get that 7 or higher, if that's what you're aiming for, which you are. So again, this is why templates are so important, guys. So you know where to put your opinion, where to put the one side, where to put the other side. Okay, so argument, essay, template answers both of those questions. Now, if it just says give your opinion, if it's just an opinion essay, then you can just write about your side, your opinion. But here is the little niggly bit that sometimes can get overlooked. If there are still two sides mentioned in the question, you still need to cover both of those things in your essay. So again, an argument essay does just that, guys. Okay. So whenever you're unsure, write an argument essay.
Exactly.
Yep.
That you know you're going to get the highest scoring essay that way, right?
Yep.
Okay, we have another question, very related, guys. This was in our Three Keys Facebook group. Raheel gave us this question. He said, in agree and disagree questions, IELTS task two, although the question is not asking for my opinion or to discuss both sides, can I completely agree or completely disagree throughout the essay? Will discussing both sides hurt my score? Now, we definitely hit on this, right? Because they're very related. You guys are understanding, like, yes, right? Argument essay is always the best option. Share both sides. The only thing to keep in mind here really is if you do decide to write an opinion essay, you can, if it's agree, disagree, you can, if you can't think of a really good, strong reason or two for the other side, you can, of course, write an opinion essay. You have to have a concession. If you are totally unfamiliar with what that is, we've done a few episodes about it. Search concession on our blog, allearsenglish.com, to get a real deep dive into what does that mean to share a concession. This is giving one reason for the other side, even if you don't think it's a strong reason, just to have covered both sides, to have covered the entire topic. Otherwise, the examiner's going to look at that and say, we're not covering the whole topic here. And it's still a 5 or a 6.
Right. Yeah, exactly. At the end of the day, you have to trust yourself and your knowledge of the scoring system. Like, at the most basic thing that you need to take away today, guys, is read that question carefully. And you have to talk about everything mentioned in the question, if you're going to get a 7 or higher. Like, that's it. Even if you're not quite sure, this template, that template, argument, opinion, blah, blah, blah. You know what? Focus on the question, okay? If you're addressing everything in there, if you're giving your opinion, then you're on your way to a 7 or higher, right? That's the first step. And then to level that up a bit, to extend that into an entire essay, that's where we get into templates, okay? But like Aubrey said, we've talked about various templates, argument essays, opinion essays. So come back to allearsenglish.com, search argument essay, search opinion essay. You can get some other free lessons that we've done there. And remember, guys, to subscribe or follow the All Ears English podcast, because that's the other dangerous thing about these questions is, what if you don't have any ideas? What if you've never thought about this and you don't actually have an opinion? We talk about culture and opinions about culture, news, society all the time over on All Ears English. So in the search bar, guys, wherever you're listening, type in All Ears English, look for the yellow and hit follow.
Yes. Awesome. I'm over there quite a bit lately. So if you like me, you'll like that podcast.
So if you like this girl, okay, who has two thumbs and hosts All Ears English? Not me. You.
This one.
Okay, guys, if you're seeing this on video, that's way funnier.
Funny. Anyway. I was just going to point out, it's so funny. You guys got to check out the YouTube video because, Jessica, whenever you do, like, you're counting one or two on your fingers, most people do it here low, like by their chin. You go up here, like above your forehead. Maybe it's to make sure it's in the screen. You're like, this first one. This
one. I was thinking about the video. I was like, I have to frame my, you can sure see my finger tattoos. That's what it is. I just want to show you my sweet, sweet
show off your tats.
Knuckle tats. Anyway, you guys got to
go
watch
check
this
it out
video.
On YouTube.
IELTS Energy TV, baby. I'm going to say that all day. That's my catchphrase. Like baby. Baby. Okay, guys. See you on the next episode. Yeah, bye, Aubrey.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.